his friends, and also looking back at the past of how our grandparents had friends and how they've kept their friendships for a long, long time. So do you think,
yeah, going to our grandparents, what's going on?
But Amazali, the song.
What do you mean?
Community, your friends.
I thought you were having that moment. That was really good.
No, as much as I wish
I was reminiscing about old time.
Mm-mm.
Remember that time?
All I'm thinking of is your house behind.
Wow. Well, don't think about Bilhazia at all.
Think Bongo Bongo.
Exactly. Bongo Bongo is feeling lucky, so are you. Spin your way through over 1,000 casino games at your fingertips. All control and back your winning bet on the big game. Whatever your style, Bongo Bongo has you covered. Deposit, win, withdraw, or in style, Bongo Bongo style. Sign up at bongobongo.co.zm today. Only for players above the age of 18. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly. Coming up next is a news update.
Listening to Power FM 100% Zed and Afro hits all day.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Tepno Accessories. Tepno, say hello to original.
Bringing you the press news, the new saga, our top way, living show, and Tucker Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News, 10 News.
Within your news this morning, Electoral Commission of Zambia extends voter registration period.
PS Central Province claims that the party is still intact amid its defeat in Temarangos.
The international news, Catholic Church condemns killings in recent election-related protests in Tanzania.
In sports news, Copa Police will take part in the Four Nations Tournament in Malawi.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekai Nafakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has extended the ongoing voter registration exercise for further 15 days to allow more eligible citizens to take part in the process. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumi said the decision follows a review of field reports of observed progress and the number of unregistered eligible voters across the country. Mrs. Zalumi explained that the extension provides another opportunity for all eligible citizens who have not yet registered to do so, urging them to visit the nearest registration center within the extended period. She further noted that the extension has been granted in line with the 2026 general election roadmap, assuring that all other electoral activities remain in schedule. The extended voter registration period runs from the 12th to the 26th of November 2025.
The Commission urges all eligible citizens who have not taken part in the process to visit the nearest registration center within this period to ensure that they register to vote or they update their details. The Commission does not endorse any extension after the 26th of November 2025 unless we are appealing to all unregistered voters to use this unit to register. The Commission wishes to inform the nation that this 15-day extension has been granted with the full consideration of the 2026 general election roadmap.
Within a separate development this morning, the Patriotic Front in Central Province has maintained that the party is united despite perceived internal wrangles. Speaking when seated in Partem's Part of the People program, PS Provincial Chairperson for Central Province, Billy Sichimba, said the party is stronger and more focused as it works to rebuild public trust. Mr. Sichamba explained that the PS has continued to grow in membership and relevance, adding that he is confident that Zambians will once again entrust the former ruling party with the mandate to govern the country in next year's general elections.
We have a lot of work to do in terms of mobilizing our membership, ensuring that our structures are intact. You realize that recently there was change in the PS Constitution with amendments, and these amendments have come with a number of changes. For example, at all levels, from the branches up to the central committee itself, we have increased the numbers. We have a membership on the ground that includes people in the structures and people that are out of the structures who believe in the ideologies of the PF. And I can assure you that the PF, after losing elections, has emerged more stronger and more relevant than it was probably before. The Zambian people will begin to approve of the PF and build a certain level of trust so that next year they give us a mandate to come back and do this country again.
He further called on law enforcement agencies, especially the police, to uphold freedom of expression and assembly fairly without political bias. Mr. Sichamba emphasized that Zambia does not belong to a single political party and urged those in power to reflect on the importance of doing what is right for all citizens.
Zambia doesn't belong to one political party. Zambia belongs to us, and power changes hands. And those that are being used to do the wrong things, I think, should do a lot of reflection. The police are there to protect the Zambian citizens, not a particular section of the Zambian citizens. They are there to protect everyone, regardless of their political affiliation. They are there to give equal opportunities and protection to all political parties in Zambia. Those that hold power should know that power is very temporary. It's a time of reflection, even for the police, to know that they need to be doing the right thing. The laws of the land are very clear, and I don't see how people can be abrogating, misinterpreting, and misapplying the law, even when certain provisions allow that freedoms of assembly should be given, should be a right for every Zambian and for every organization.
The Zambian government has dismissed as false reports circulating on social media claiming that the maize export deal between Zambia and Malawi has been terminated due to payment challenges. In a statement, Information and Media Minister and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa said the report included a purported letter and publication attributed to a named daily tabloid are fake and meant to mislead the public. The minister clarified that the maize export arrangement between the two neighboring countries remain intact and continues to operate in a spirit of mutual cooperation and regional solidarity. He further explained that matters relating to maize trade fall under the Ministry of Agriculture and not the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as suggested in a media report, hence advising members of the public to verify information before sharing, warning that spreading of false information online is an offence under Zambian law. Mr. Mutwa has therefore reaffirmed government's commitment to transparency, regional collaboration, and promoting food security within the Southern African Development Community SADC region.
And elsewhere, the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has called on the accounts professionals to continue upholding high standards of professionalism, champion transparency, and to embrace digital transformation. Speaking during the International Accounting Day in Lusaka, ZICA Vice President Joseph Matimba noted that the day is a moment of reflection, recognition, and recommitment. Mr. Matimba assured the key stakeholders, such as government, business, and civil society, of continued collaboration to ensure financial integrity is achieved. Mr. Matimba also highlighted some of the efforts the Institute has played to enhance the country's gross domestic product, GDP, which include, among others, the implementation of international standards and budgeting and business advisory and compliance. This year's International Accounting Day is being commemorated under the theme From Ledgers to Legacy, celebrating the role of accountants in nation building.
And in another special development, in international news, the Catholic Church in Tanzania Monday condemned the killing of protesters in the country's recent election-related demonstrations. During a funeral service in Dar es Salaam, Archbishop Jude Tadeus Ruwa Ichi said there was an urgent need for healing, saying punishment for protests was not to shoot and kill. Church leaders have called for continued prayers and national reflection, warning that there can be no peace without justice. Their message comes as the government calls for dialogue following a disputed general election that international observers say fell short of being free and fair. The leading opposition party, Chadema, claims at least 2,000 people died in the protests and many hundreds more were arrested and charged with treason. It was one of the two big parties that were barred from taking part in the election, one of several factors that led to the demonstrations. President Samia Suluhu Hassan was declared the landslide winner of the 29th October vote. Top opposition figures, including Chadema's deputy leader, John Heche, were released on bail on Monday. Meanwhile, the treason case against main opposition leader,